Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time, the Pastors for Punch with your host, Joy Brown. Today's guest, we have Pastor B.J. King, Love, and also Pastor Anthony McFarland. And, of course, your host, Joy Brown.
Hello,
Pastor McFarland.
Yes,
how you doing?
Outstanding, brother.
Yeah, we're glad to have you today on the show. So we apologize that we were not able to receive a bio for you today, but we just gonna, you know, listen to what God gives you to say and tell your testimony about how your ministry's doing and what's going on with the work that God has caused you to do.
Okay. Well, no problem as it pertains to a bio. I know that this was, kind of spare the moment. and I if I'm correct, I heard you say that a good brother, good friend of mine's B.J. King is online. Is that correct?
Yeah, he will be on the show, Pastor B.J. King.
Okay, awesome. Well, over 17 years ago, my wife and I set out to really show people the love of God, open their spiritual eyes and up to just the awesomeness of God, empower people and families to really be everything that God created them to be, and then just learn God's plan and blueprint for their lives, which, you know, in some respects, religion has kept a secret. And so that was 17 years ago, and it's been quite a journey. And our whole assignment is to connect with people in such a way that their lives will never be the same. Our assignment is to love, teach faith, family, and destiny, individuals, their purpose. So we recently went through an organizational name change. Abundant Harvest Christian Center, we've been known for since the beginning of time, over 17 years ago. But now it's Abundant Harvest, the Lift Church, Living in Faith Together. So we're located here in Altadena, California, and we're doing our part of the kingdom assignment in the body of Christ.
Amen. So I just want to ask you today, like, what, Pastor, what inspired you to tell your testimony? What did you have to do to, or what obstacles did you have to go through to get the ministry up and running how it is today? Because I'm sure that you have a lot of stories and a lot of adversity that you had to go through to get where you are today.
Well, you know, testimony that pertains to how I came into ministry versus testimony of what 17 years of ministry looks like in terms of being the lead visionary and pastor is two different testimonies. I never saw myself being in any form of ministry with the exception of going to church. So when I had my Road to Damascus experience, it was a shocker for me and a shocker for several people. Some wasn't totally shocked, but it was definitely an encounter that I had with God that has brought me into ministry. my first phase of ministry I spent on the staff of my pastor, Apostle Frederick K.C. Price, at Crenshaw Christian Center. And so that's where I spent my first six, seven years in starting ministry, from going to ministry school, graduating at the top of my class, to then being hired to be a part of the management team there. Of as most people know, at that time, one of the largest churches in North America. So it was an honor and a privilege. And then in 2000, God would call my wife and I into ministry to plant a church here in the city of Pasadena. And I tell you, at the first phase of it, it was very exciting. It's very exciting today, but, you know, one of the things that God doesn't show you is all of the warfare that you're going to experience on this,
Amen.
this kingdom building journey, you know, and, you know, just what comes with it. I always say, if God would have showed me in the beginning what I would go through, what we would go through, I probably would have forfeited the opportunity and passed it on over to one of you brothers to do my part. But, you know, we learn that, you know, trials and tribulations come as a part of fulfilling a purpose. And so, therefore, over 17 years, we have experienced every level of warfare that you can think of. And so I just purpose now at this season of now, what, maybe 24 years of ministry, to empower and support other leaders through a ministry that my wife and I birth, which is called Kingdom of God International. And so we do a great work there, with our focus being to unify the body of Christ, to provide leadership tools to fivefold ministry gifts, as well as a focus on end time prophecy, along with just reaching the nation. So we're excited about where we're at right now as a church, as a ministry, and we're really reaching beyond the walls of our local territory and purposing to reach other mediums where souls are lost and people are hurting, and to bring them a refreshing word that's laced in the love of God, so that they can their thirst can truly be quenched.
Amen. Well, now what, now, Pastor, what type of things are you guys doing in the community with your ministry?
Community-wise, we have done so much. I mean, we're preparing now. We're actually partnering with Love LA, but one of our initiatives is Impact the City, God Squad. We're preparing at the end of October. We'll be spending the whole week in prayer, worship, and then going out into the community and reaching the lost. Through different mediums of different stations throughout the city, that'll be kind of loving back and blessing people, from water stations, coffee stations, health station, disaster preparedness stations, and we do that through our Kingdom of God International initiative. To speak to some of the other things that we've done, we've been a part of. I personally kind of led here in my community the My Brothers Keepers initiative, to where we created platforms for the community to come together and speak to the issues that we are facing within specifically the minority community in law enforcement, but even beyond that, in terms of the adage Black Lives Matter, it's really embracing our youth, young men, African American men, to inform them of the greatness that's on the inside of them, the plan that God has for them, to them to understand that they have a purpose that's beyond some of the lifestyles that they've chosen, some of the decisions that they've made, so that they can live a purpose-filled life and do well in life. So, you know, we have forms and programs to where we not only reach young black men, we have programs that empower young women as it pertains to, you know, their identity, self-esteem, through a program that we call Christ International Models, where we take them through a training program and teach them how to walk. It's about talking, presenting themselves. So we do quite a bit, and we have a big emphasis also on celebrating and supporting elders as well.
That's wonderful.
Amen. We do have our host, Joy Brown, is now on the line with us. Welcome, Miss Joy, in the house. How are you doing today?
Just blessed, and what I can say, I am awesome. Hearing this testimony of this pastor talking about what they're doing, and that's what we're looking for. Just give your everyday life that God has blessed you with, and you're sharing it with somebody else, because I often tell pastors, you know, I don't know where you are in your season of your pastoring or your church growth or what the challenges are, but what it does, whoever's listening on the radio talk show, that pastor may be ready to give up. It may be having just a warfare that he's not understanding, but when they hear another pastor talks about their experiences and how they held on, and how God, I heard you had a Damascus experience, you know, I don't know if the Lord allows the shining light to come on you and called you by your name or not, but still, it was an experience, and it helps other pastors to really hold on and know that God for sure know the path that he's taking them on, and just hold on a little while longer and just watch me bring you out. So yeah, it's been I've been listening, and and I'm thankful that you did come on today. But it's been a blessing for our pastors to come in and talk about their experience in being called by God, not wanting to come, but being yielded, you know, him bringing you in, because he sure knows how to bring you in. You know, he is a definite fisher of men. And he know how put that hook on you. You think you on your own out there in that big world of yours, doing the things you want to do, and you find he get to pulling you and wheeling you in, breaking you down, and he would do it even when you high. He would do it after you got through drinking and going to the club. You know, he's relentless in his call for you. So yes, it's a blessing to hear you talk about what God is doing and in your community, how you're helping the community, because that's what we're talking about also. Yes, I am your host, Joy Brown. They call me Joy in the house. I'm Punch, the pastors for Punch TV, and I am thrilled to be able to talk to our pastors everywhere, not just in California, but we have pastors calling across the nation into this line and talking about what God is doing for them. So it's a blessing. But by engineer Florida, thank you for filling in. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing, Pastor, so you can kind of understand what this is all about. Our CEO, Joseph Collins, is not only the CEO of Punch TV Studio, but he is also a pastor himself. And his heart for the churches is he wants real-life testimonies from everyday people and their churches to make compelling movies and heartwarming documentaries. Documentaries is what this IPO, one of the things the IPO is into existence today, because we want to be able to bring pastors on our network. We do have Channel 64 that's running now in Southern California, over 15 million viewers, KILM, where we will be starting to bring our pastors on. And also you'll be able to bring your sermons or your experiences to the people, because your testimony is what God uses to save lives. So what we're in the midst of an IPO, initial public offering, and we're actually looking and talking to pastors everywhere because we want you to become one of our partners and being one of the investors in Punch TV Studio. So your personal stories and your testimony, believe me, somebody is listening to it and somebody is being encouraged about it. I often hear people say, and I'm going to give it back over to you, that, you know, pastors, they're human too. I don't often use that expression because the Spirit is so dynamic that He knows how to take His creation and do supernatural things with it because it's the Spirit in you. That's why the Word said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that's what He does with us. He takes ordinary things that you go through. And if you don't tell somebody about where you've been or what God has done for you, they would never know that you too was on drugs, or you too was out in the club, or you too was, you know, had a broken home or something, and God brought it together. I didn't want the ministry. I was studying to be an attorney, and my whole life changed. They don't know till you talk about it. So go ahead and begin to tell us more about your experience and just tell us about your Damascus experience, because you said you wasn't even thinking about being a preacher, a pastor.
No, I wasn't. I was actually in the entertainment industry.
Oh, wow.
And partner and I had a business, an office over in Beverly Hills, and I was living my life, fulfilling my purpose. And what I believe was to be my purpose.
Right.
And my wife and I had a challenge in our marriage, and we actually separated. And she asked me if I would go to counseling. And
okay.
I said, sure, I'll go to counseling. And so she found... she met a woman who offered to gave her a number to call the office at Crenshaw Christian Center.
Okay.
For us to get counseling. Now, at that time, the ministry wasn't taking outside members for counseling because they had so many members. And so with that, somehow the favor of the Lord, she called. They scheduled an appointment. She called me, gave me the date, the time, where to be at. We went there for counseling.
Wow.
There was a gentleman there by the name of Pastor Craig Hayes, which was Dr. Price's Apostle Frederick K.C. Price's right hand man, which you probably are familiar with, and. He just, you know, spoke to me where I was as a man, and you know, told me that my priority was my marriage. My marriage should be first, versus me out there, you know, doing deals and all, you know, in Hollywood, so to speak. And he told me I needed to prioritize my family. That's what God would have for me to do. And he said, I want to meet with you again in 2 weeks. I'm giving you the short end of this.
Let me ask you something, because I know
go back home.
A man talking to the man, and you men sometimes don't take that too lightly. How
no,
did
I
that
didn't,
make you
I didn't
feel?
Take it well at all. I actually thought to myself, who does this man think he is?
Yes.
I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me to go get my bags, and
exactly.
The next time you see me, you want to hear that I'm back at home.
Right.
I'm not that guy. I don't know who you think you are, but I'm not that guy. In all actuality, when we came back to meet, I had not moved back, and when we had
wow.
our next session, and he said, "What's wrong with you?" But what he did is he spoke from his heart to me, and he shared with me how he had, you know, his journey, and he showed me a love, and you know, that overrode my pride.
Yeah,
that actually caused my pride to disintegrate.
Okay.
And it was because of that the way that he went about it in love that I went and I got my stuff and I went back home. And long and short, we were about 3 months later and sitting in one of the services and a commercial comes on in the middle of the service saying that so the summer school was coming and the classes that they were offering, and there was this one class on world religion that they were offering. And so it intrigued me. It got my attention. And so as I'm sitting there through the service, I get this thing in my spirit, which I didn't know it was God at the time. Go take that. I want you to register for that class, sign up for that class.
Wow.
And so I get in the car, church is over, we get in the car, and I tell my wife, I say, you know, the strangest thing, I just got this feeling that I need to take this class. She said, really? You need to take on world religion? I said, yeah, out of all subjects, yes, on world religion, I just feel the Lord is telling me I need to go take this class. So I register, pay my fee, I start taking the class. Maybe 2 weeks before the class is over, sitting on the second floor over in the big window overlooking the campus, and I hear for the first time in my life God's audible voice. I mean, the first time in my life. And the Lord said to me, and people always talk about how they hear the Lord. Now, I've been pastoring for 17 years, been in ministry for 24. And I've only had two or three times that I've heard God's voice audible like that on this journey. But he said to me, I'm calling you to reach the nations with my love and the gospel.
Okay. The same love he gave you.
The same love he gave me.
Wow.
And,
that is amazing.
And so I then... my wife is going to think I'm crazy. You know, people are going to go, what is wrong with him? And so I go back and I tell her, hey, God has called me in the ministry.
And this is your wife you're talking to.
This is my wife I'm talking to. And
the one
I'm
that you
were going to
leave.
The one that I was going to leave. And, the one that I was going to leave. Come on. And, you know, so I tell her, I'm going to register for ministry school now.
My goodness.
And this coming Monday, my partner's name was Mark. I said, I'm going to let him know that I'm quitting.
Oh, my goodness.
He can have everything in the office, the business. I don't want anything. I'm going to take my little folder, and he had a computer, everything. I don't want nothing. And then he says to me, hold on. Wait a minute, Anthony. What are you talking about? You just quitting and, you know, you're going to ministry. What's going on? So I start to share with him how the Lord has, you know, is ministering to me and what's going on in my life and this encounter that I had. And before you know it, he not too long after that got out of the world as well, got out of the industry.
Oh, my God.
You know, gave his life to the Lord, and he went a different path with a different ministry. And, and that was my start of my journey. And then then on top of that, if you want to hear some, I mean, this was the most craziest thing I ever did in my life. I then went and got just a regular job. I mean, just, all right, I'm going to look for a job because I'm getting ready to go to school. So I need a job that's going to, you know, complement me being able to go to school full time because I still needed to do something to bring in income and help take care of my family. So went and got a job, start ministry school. And, I mean, when you talk about the supernatural power of God manifesting when you really surrender to the Lord. The journey from that moment on just had become it had become my testament that God is real. God is everything that He has been declared to be as He manifested Himself in both my wife and my life.
Wonderful.
And
awesome.
And people could see it. People
yes.
could see it. And it was just phenomenal. A beautiful
well, listen,
love story.
We're going to take a break and come back, do a commercial, and we're going to come back because I know we got some other guests that are on the line, and we're going to come right back.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Well, thank you for holding. This is the Pastors for Punch TV studio. I'm your host, Joy Brown, and we have such a phenomenal testimony of God converting men to change their lives. I've heard of people's lives being changed upside down, but this right here is really giving, validating who God is and how He orchestrates our life. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Somebody got some orders, and they need to listen to what the orders of God have. So I understand that our other guest has not came. So what I'm going to do is, Pastor, are you there?
I am here. I'm with you.
Well, let's come on and let's go on with it now. I want to know, you said God began to move even on your partner. So that's the testimony when you come in and you totally just quit on somebody that was dependent on you. What
yes.
what were you even, I guess, when you know Christ and you know it's God that's working and moving in your life, it doesn't matter when His voice speaks to you. It's a certainty of you know that the path that you're taking is right. Now, I'm going to quote this scripture, and it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So evidently, that must have been a portion of your testimony because that's exactly what you did. You changed.
Yeah.
So with your change and you started – committing yourself, you made a commitment to your God, which you allegiance. You made an agreement. You came into an agreement with what He is asking you to do. So, what
yeah.
is tell us and those that are listening, because not everybody can find the place to discipline themselves like you do, or find a place in their life where they can really hear God's voice. Even hearing His voice, it doesn't have to be audible. It's just the word. He has a word.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit, when you're starting to teach the word to people, what do you do? How do you administrate that word to them?
Well, you know, I'm a teacher. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we teach the word line upon line and precept upon precept. You know, the power is in the word. And so, you know, it's just a matter of time in terms of spending time before God. And and while spending time with God to hear what he has for his people, also, you know, being sensitive to what people are going through and where they're at today and what they're in need of, because society or the nation at large, nations are in turmoil, and a lot of that has to do with, Bible prophecy really starting to come to pass. So, you know, me preparing a message for people has everything to do with, you know, the Lord speaking to me and giving me a word that would be fitly spoken in due season. You know, a great part of my assignment is to love people and challenge them at the same time. I believe that anyone that does not challenge you for change is unnecessary in your life. And so as much as I part of my assignment is to encourage and uplift, the other side of it is to sharpen and challenge you to step into, you know, what God has for you, what he's called you to, and in some cases, assist in the process, the transformation process, so that you can become the man and the woman that God has created you to be. And it's not, you know, in this season of my ministry, you know, going into 24 years of ministry, it's really not about teaching people to try to become something as much as giving them the revelation that they are already what God created them to be. Most just don't know it. Most of our young men, they don't know that they are kings. They just need a revelation of who they are versus trying to get them to become that. But when they get a revelation of who they are, and specifically who they are in Christ, and who God has created them to be, and then have a blueprint to go along with that creation, now we speak to purpose, we speak to destiny. And you know, many people are living their lives on empty, and they're looking for all the wrong things to fill them up, to take them somewhere that will only disappoint them. So
did you say living a life on empty?
Yes.
Wow, I've never heard that one before.
And specifically, when I say empty, empty of God.
Okay, okay, I like it.
There are people. There are people in church that are empty of God.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Listen, that's I love that phrase. I've never heard it, but it makes all the world of sense when you said it. I got it.
Yeah, a lot of people say they know God, but they deny the power thereof.
Well, listen.
If you say you know God, there should be evidence.
Yes, exactly. that's the truth.
Evidence
what the Bible
says,
them that know their God should
talk,
do great exploits. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why he placed us all here. That's why he placed you here, my sister. That's why he placed, you know, Punch TV here. He placed us all here for a purpose. And that is to be an extension of him in the earth realm. That's to be the image of likeness of him in the earth realm, so people can come into an encounter, can experience God in a way that changes their life forever.
Okay. So let's get your address again.
Okay, my address here at Abundant Harvest, the Lift Church, Living in Faith Together, is 2387 North Lake Avenue in Altadena, California. Altadena, which is the hills of Pasadena. And our web address is lift411.org.
Yes.
And if people want to catch me on social media, I'm on Facebook at Anthony McFarland, and Instagram at Dr.
Oh,
with a period,
okay.
Dr. Anthony McFarland, and then on YouTube at the Lift channel, L-I-F-T, Lift channel on YouTube. And I'm pretty excited because my wife and I, my beautiful queen, Micheline, we just released this week our first new web TV episode of on Family First, and we're excited about this new journey, social media journey that God has us on. So,
yeah, that social media is something else, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Listen,
yes,
did you
is.
Ever, now listen, you're a man of God. Did you see this coming?
Yes. My background is in marketing and promotion.
Okay.
So, yes, I saw it coming. Did I think it would have the speed that it has? No.
Okay.
And I think everyone is being taken back by the speed of media and technology and how it's
right.
changing so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally changing not once a week or every month, but it's literally changing every day, every hour.
Right.
Media and technology is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to really understand the importance. I encourage pastors to understand the importance of understanding this great vehicle that God has given to us to reach the lost.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I enjoyed you. I have to get in touch with you again, and I'm quite sure our audience want to know where you are, and we're going to have this interview on the Facebook. So after we conclude
okay.
the day, I'm going to get your direct information, and I'm going to download this to you on your Facebook for your media, and we're going to bring
awesome.
You back at a later date.
Okay.
At this time,
Very
we're going
good.
To go into commercial.
This is a Queen Banda Power Nugget.
Did you know our afflictions have value? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 lets us know. Our plight, afflictions, pressures, trials, and tribulations, which is but for a moment, a point in time, a season, a mark, significant, worketh, achieves, accomplishes for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in an IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Thank you again. This is your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. Now, we have another guest that is coming on today, and we have several guests actually that are holding, but our time is really short today. But I'm going to bring on Pastor BJ, and I don't have the introduction for you, so I just want you to just take a moment. First of all, tell us who you are, and just give us a little bit about what you're doing. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just absolutely wonderful.
That's good to hear. Really good to hear. So a little bit about myself. My name is Branjay Bradley. BJ is a short name because it's much easier to pronounce for most people. I am a 30-year-old with two children, a beautiful wife, and currently work in the construction field, but in my ministry, I have a ministry of miracles, of the miraculous. When the Bible talks about the miraculous movements of God and how God is desiring to do a new thing in a lot of believers. And just in the way that we interact with God, have really had my eyes open. When the Bible talks about that we all should be changing a moment in a twinkling of an eye, and also begins to talk about the eye being open so that the soul is enlightened. My encounter with Jesus Christ and my conversion, being converted to a believer, came in the aspect of Christ coming to me. I didn't go to church before that. I never set foot in the church. I've never had anybody come witness to me about the gospel. It was one day in the park as I was playing basketball with a group of friends of mine. I was after work, just shooting basketball, and all of a sudden I looked up, and the sky had turned this very bright, fluorescent red color. So when the sky turned red, I looked up, and the clouds began to part. And as the clouds parted, there was a gel-like substance that I can see. And this substance began to descend down to the earth, and I can see it. It fell. Like with a great fall, but it fell as if you threw a piece of paper down, and it just kind of floated.
So you actually had something tangible.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So when it fell on top of this man. Like the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit at the time. I didn't know what it was, but the Holy Spirit fully embraced the
man.
My
goodness.
And when it landed on the guy, he turned to me instantly. There was no pause. There was no second. It was instantaneous. It's like as soon as it touched him, he turned to me and he walked towards me. He began to talk to me and he said, "The Lord has something very special. There's something very special about you. There's something very special the Lord put inside of you. And it's been there the whole time. He's talked to you since you've been small. The things that you saw as a young kid was because he was talking to you, but you didn't know him. But now today, he's introducing himself to you."
Wow. Now that's that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, how old were you when this happened?
I was 19.
19
years old. Yeah, I just had my first child.
So Papa, were you in any gang activities, or what was your life like at that time before the Lord introduced himself to you? What were you doing besides playing basketball?
I was working at the post office at that time because I had my child had been away from the gang activity. But before that, I was entrenched in the gang activity. I was a product of the streets. I grew up in the streets.
So you did grow up in the streets. Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in the streets. I ran the streets really tough.
So at what age were you being recruited?
Oh, at age 13, when I first hit middle school, it was like I opened up to the gang activity. You know, youth. Especially like in the LA community, when there is not a father figure in place, naturally by design, God designed every male child to seek a father. And that's why the Bible says that God is, he's first, we should acknowledge him as father. because there's always a longing in the male child, any child on this earth, for a father figure. And my product, because of deception, I ran toward the falseness of fathering, which came from the streets.
Okay, got you. And I hear that's what most guys do. Now, was your father present in your life?
No, my father was, he was incarcerated up until, I think, I met him when I was 15.
Okay.
So before that, I didn't know, you know, I had other men, I had a stepfather that, you know, was married to my mother.
Right.
But I knew it wasn't my father, you know, so it was,
was
kind of hard until I really met my father.
Right. So did that give you any satisfaction when you really met him, although he was incarcerated?
Yeah, I learned a lot about my father. We've actually sat down. Since then, my father has been saved. After my salvation and when I came into contact with him after he got out of jail and we began to talk, the Lord allowed me to minister to him. In the ministering to him, it broke my father free from the thing. Because, you know, anger is it's a spirit, and there's a root why anger is there. So when you deal with the root, you break the person free from the bondage of the spirit, which
let
God grab a hold of him.
That's wonderful. That, you know why? Because evidently, and I know, well, I was raised with both of my parents, but and I was in church basically all my life. And what happens with a kid that's raised in church like me? You want to break away from it. You want to get out of it because you think on the outside of the church environment that you're missing something. So you always want to get out there to see what other kids are doing. So a lot of things that you have experienced or been in contact with, I was sheltered. Not sheltered that it wasn't there available for me, but my parents had a hand on my life, you know. And I often thank God for it. I often say, well, if Dad hadn't have been so hard on me or something, if I would have knew my dad was really soft, you know, outside of discipline thing, I probably would have tried to run over him, to be honest with the personality I have. But God knew what kind of parents to put in my life to cover me. But with you, when you say that you, when you met your father, because I think internally so, men do seek for a man in their life, and they seek for their maternal father. And when he's not there, it's something in you that draws you to connect with another man. So go ahead and tell us some more. Now that we got to that part, tell us about what God is showing. Because I know you said God shows you things, and you have been out in the spirit, out of the spirit, and have been in different cities. Didn't you tell me that?
Yes, yes.
And so, where you are in warfare.
Going down in prayer. So what the Lord does with me, in the book of, in any book of the prophet, you deal with Ezekiel, you deal with Isaiah and Jeremiah. There were, and even like John the Beloved that dealt with the book of Revelation, anytime that God was really doing something potent, he began to send angelical forces to them, or angels, to present messages to them or to show them things that it either is happening, things that will happen, or the things that happened in the past. He'll give you insight about what's going on. And in my life, in my experience with God, I've had multiple angelical experiences where the angels are delivering messages to me, or they're talking to me about what they're going to do in a land or in a region or in a city. And then sometimes in prayer, they'll take me to another city or another state, and in that state there's something going on with the principalities that's up in the air that's warring with the state or wrong with a certain church. So he'll send me in and he'll talk in my ear, and as he's talking in my ear, in my out of state body or in the body, or, you know, Paul said, whether in the body or out of the body, he doesn't know.
Right.
I'm like, I'm in between that zone, and I can see the principality, and I'm warring against the principality with the word of God. And just seeing the principality moving has to break its hold. It's a wonderful experience. It's tiring, but it's a wonderful experience.
So let me say, why do you think God? Now, everybody doesn't experience that before, and I'm quite sure when you tell people that, they figure you're probably out of your mind, and it's really not that deep. And I know I'm going to agree with you because I know I've had some experiences like that. I don't have it every day. I haven't had every day, but I know I've had episodes where a visitation of angels have been there. And I'm talking about the live, not just in the spirit. I've seen a figure of it. So I agree with you. I remember maybe two occasions, one time when I was sitting and working at a location, and I was really concentrated, and the Lord, my body, the spirit, came out of my body, and I was sitting down, and I knew it. But in the beginning, it could be very it's uncomfortable because you're feeling something that's happening to you, and you're alive. I'm not talking about I died. I didn't say I died. This is what I'm living. So we're not talking about no after-death experience. We're talking about living human beings sitting down, and your body, your spirit is excelling, going to another place. So give us something, and that. When did you find yourself in that place where God can use you like that?
Okay, so it began with me. Like I said before, God dealt with me when I was a small child. There was times when I was a little child. The Bible talks about the healing down to the marrow. It's a couple of scriptures. It's a scripture. I don't know exactly where it is, but it talks about healing as it flows from the marrow. When Jesus was touched, he felt it. And in the scripture, if you break it down, it says to his marrow because he felt the virtue leave him. So when I was little, my mother had battled cancer and a couple of other things. Whenever my mom would go through these things, in my body, my marrow, like I will cry all night because in my marrow I can feel something pulling, and it hurt it very, very severely to where it brought me to tears. And when I go to the doctor's like, I mean, this boy's healthy. Like, I mean, he's about as healthy as a little boy I've seen. I didn't really eat candy. I didn't really put stuff in my body to be detrimental. They're like, this boy is super healthy. What do you mean? He's just up crying. Okay. They can never figure it out. So my mom will always get healed whenever I would go through that. But it would be, you know, probably like a month or 2 months I would go through that span and that agony and pain. So, yeah, it's really – so when I came to understand him, the second day of my conversion is before – I haven't even touched the church yet. The second day of my conversion, God came to me again, and this time he presented himself to me in my car as I was driving home. I think it's just because he put the supernatural within my life, but the funny thing about it, the supernatural is prevalent to every believer. If you look at what Jesus began to say in the scripture, he says, greater works shall you do than me. And you remember Jesus when he walked on the water. It says they thought it was a ghost, which means that in his bodily form, he came out of his bodily form and it transitioned into another form. But if the Bible says that greater works shall we do, I mean, the same work in what he worked, we should be able to work.
Do you know, you just said something. You made a confession that a lot of people don't. You said, I believe. Now, you said it. You said it. You said, I believe. And that's the difference because you believe.
Yes.
So that's the defining word right now. And when you start believing these things that he said, then that's when these things come up on you and he begin to use you to demonstrate the things that you believe. And I love it.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's what I believe that's what's missing in the church today. We have information about God. We have information because we have a Bible. Everybody has information. You just pick up a Bible, and read it. But not everybody believes in the power of God. I mean, the Bible talks about that they bless me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. They deny the power of his existence. And I believe the world today wouldn't be the way that it is if we have more people who believed in what they read instead of just reading what they see.
Wow.
That's a prophetic word.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Well, listen, the time is almost out, and I'm glad that we were able to bring you in today. It must be a divine appointment, because I know we kind of was getting into a little deep area, but that's the warfare that you have, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, usually.
So that's not strange. Even when they said Prophet BJ, I said, well, I don't think I know who that is, you know. But I did read your bio. I did get your picture and stuff. So you are on here today because it is a predestined time for you to come forth. And it is something that the church needs right now. So with that being said, just give us, the audience, something that God has given you now before we go off the air so we can position ourselves for what the Lord is doing right now.
Okay, so something that the Lord has been dealing with about for many, many years, and he's always told me, he said, whenever you go before my people, I mean, the one thing I want you to tell them this, he says, tell my people to search me out, really search me, and really pull towards my spirit, really gain access to me. And there's an access that God wants with his people that he hasn't been able to get. Because we have put religion in the way of relationship with him and haven't fully opened our hearts up to him. We've made everything else God instead of who God really is. And he said, just tell my people to get to me. And it's just stuff that God wants to do for people. But he can't, because he's not going to share his true nature with a religious nature that's been put on. I mean, he's not going to share a ground with that. And My word to everybody is just seek the Lord out. Spend that time, that quiet time in prayer. Like, convert with the Lord. If anything is in your life and you've never heard the voice of God, that should be a demonstration that there's too much noise around you, and it's not true, because when God talks, and he's always speaking. And if he wasn't speaking, we wouldn't be alive. So he's talking about us. That's how we live every day.
Awesome. Now, how do we get in touch with you?
Right now, I have a YouTube page, and I have an Instagram. I have a Facebook, I have an Instagram, and I have a YouTube. And I throw up a lot of my teachings. I teach a lot about the spiritual realm because, I mean, evidently, from my testimony, that's where God deals with me, because that's where he saved me in. So I kind of operate in the arena where he saved me.
Okay. And so, how do we search you out? What name are you under?
Okay, so my Facebook name is Brandjay Bradley. I had to spell it out, because it's Brandjier Bradley. That's on Facebook. On Instagram, my name is Behind Enemy Lines, and it's B3 and then Behind Enemy Lines. And
awesome.
Then my YouTube is also Behind Enemy Lines. And that
wonderful.
Stands for, because of my ability to go and see sometimes what the enemy is doing, I'm always, God allows me to stay on the other side to see what Satan is trying to do, so that I can
wonderful.
Warn people.
Excellent. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pastors for Punch TV Studios. Your host, Joy Brown. We had two powerful guests on here today that has given us some foundational truth, and God is still talking, and there's somebody that's there asking God to just reveal himself. Well, there you have it. Just get quiet in a quiet place. Don't mix religion with God, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. He wants to be first in your life. Until next time, we thank you. We'll have another guest on tomorrow, Friday, September the 15th, and be expecting even greater things than you had today, because God is in the mix. Until next time, we appreciate you coming on to hear the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. On behalf of our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, thank you, and we'll talk to you on tomorrow. Have a great day.
Sing unto the Lord a new